This year's edition of the Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival gets underway on Thursday, while the country's top documentary event opens with a film focused on the Czech presidential elections. Many global themes are also promised, along with a broad selection of stimulating speakers. Ian Willoughby is in Jihlava and joins me now. Ian, I understand that the main focus of the festival is homegrown documentaries. Is that the case?
Yes, that would be fair to say. Jihlava is an international festival. It's now in its 22nd year. But the main competition section here at Jihlava is called Czech Joy. And the greatest interest does tend to be in entries in that competition. And many of those documentaries can be expected after the festival to make a kind of national impression in the coming months and coming period. The opening film on Thursday is called We Can Do More. And it looks at the failed presidential campaign of Michal Horáček earlier this year. There's also a festival film looking in the Czech Joy section, looking at the immediate aftermath of the victory of Miloš Zeman in those elections. Also interesting looking is Feral. It's about a Czech underground songwriter and ex-dissident called Charlie Soukup, and he's chosen to live away from civilization in the Australian outback. Actually, though the section is Czech Joy, and it's by Czech directors, in several cases, the subjects of the films are based in other countries. In total, there are 13 films in that section, including, to me quite surprisingly, Talks with T.G. Masaryk, which is actually a new feature film.
As well as the Czech competition, what else can visitors look forward to in Jihlava this year?
Well, naturally, also many international films are being shown. For example, the very interesting and thought-provoking Romanian director Radu Jude, who won the main competition at Carla Vivari this year, he's coming to Jihlava with his new short documentary. It's called The Marshal's Two Executions, and that's based on archival footage. Also, there'll be screenings of the new film by the great German director Wim Wenders about the Pope. It's called Pope Francis, A Man of His Word. And they're also showing here the image book by the veteran French New Wave director Jean-Luc Godard. Actually, he's also done the festival trailer this year, so that's a bit of a coup for the festival. But as well as films, one of the best sections in Jihlava is called Inspiration Forum. Essentially, they bring interesting speakers from around the world who may or may not be connected with filmmaking. This year, among the speakers are Charlotte Kotick, who's the great-granddaughter of T.G. Masaryk, and Sir John Tusa. He's a Czech-born journalist who had a very successful career with the BBC, where he was the managing director of the World Service.
You've been going to Jihlava for several years, Ian. What makes the festival distinctive?
Well, for me, Czech documentary making is often more interesting than Czech feature filmmaking. And here you always get a sense that you've got a great overview of the latest Czech documentaries. Also, compared to some other festivals, pretty much everybody's here because they're interested in films, not because they want to hang out and party. The audiences are very knowledgeable here. Many of them are themselves filmmakers and also students. It sometimes feels like a kind of FAMU camp here. And again, I mentioned the Inspiration Forum. That's really excellent usually. And first, when I heard about this idea, I found it a little bit strange. But now I think it's perhaps the section that I most look forward to here in Jihlava.